Investigation of the December 24th, 2017 shooting is ongoing, and only basic information has been released by Alaska State Troopers who are handling the case. One of Cody Iyer's sisters, Samantha Iyer Harrison, says the family has been denied access to evidence, including law enforcement video of the incident.
Once we found out that there was video footage, we've been really adamant about, you know, please let us watch the video.
Harrison says her brother left the family home early in the evening to take a walk and clear his head, like he often did, but notes he was stressed after an especially tough day.
Christmas stress going on in addition to girlfriend problems. And then I think the last part was that his truck wouldn't start. And so it just kind of created this perfect storm of events where he was just having a really difficult Christmas Eve.
Harrison says her brother left the house wearing a pistol he more typically carried for safety on remote construction jobs. She says her mom was worried, followed in a vehicle, and called 911. 4 miles and over an hour later, she says troopers and police arrived, blockaded the area, and talked to Cody, but he walked away into the woods.
The situation was stable. And then once he walked into the wooded area and she lost sight of him, that's when, you know, whatever occurred in the woods, ultimately he ended up losing his life. And I guess the big question that we're asking is, why was lethal force necessary?
An Alaska State Trooper dispatch says Iyer brandished a firearm toward the officers. Harrison says the family questions what happened given her brother's nonviolent past and because he was training to become a military police officer.
It would have been very uncharacteristic for him to have threatened anyone, especially a law enforcement officer. And so the word brandished in our mind is a red flag. We want to know exactly what do you mean by brandished.
Harrison notes that the officers were dressed in tactical gear and carried assault rifles.
I'm sure that he felt scared in his final moments.
5 officers fired on Iyer, who died shortly after at the hospital. Harrison says family members were briefly allowed to see him.
And it was, you know, really concerning to us that not only had he been shot multiple times from the waist to the ankles, but that he had been shot directly to the back of the head. So, I mean, that to us is just a huge use of force.
A letter from the Harrisons also raises the issue of potential racial bias, noting that Cody Iyer was part Alaska Native. In an email response to questions about the case, Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says she does not expect any new information to become available until after the Office of Special Prosecutions receives the case for review and makes a determination. The Iyer family has created a website and social media pages about the case. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.